Norwalk Mayor Harry Reeling concedes it's often hard to find one of the city's 4,000 parking spaces open.
You know how frustrating it can be when you go someplace and you're trying to find a parking place and you've only got a half an hour or an hour for lunch or whatever, and you can't find that spot, and you drive around and you drive around, and then you eventually might get a little frustrated, and then you leave. And that's not good for business.
So the city has launched a year-long pilot program with Streetline. It's the California-based company that started Parker. Here's how it works. Wireless sensors are deployed that can detect whether a parking space on the street is occupied or not. That data is transmitted to a cloud. Then it's pushed to the mobile app. Streetline's Sarah Salpeter demonstrates on her iPad.
I open up the Parker app. Even before I get in my car, I have Parker ready to go.
The app opens to a map of her current location and the surrounding streets.
Right now, I'm on North Water Street. I can see to the right that in the North Water lot, there's 22 spaces available now out of 41. I could see a few blocks over that there's, you know, different on-street available parking.
Streetline says the Parker data is in real time, but it's not super precise. It gives probabilities. For example, a teardrop icon appears on the map with the number of spaces open in increments of 2. If you see +2, chances are good you'll find an open spot. -2, and it's probably already gone. Parker also receives wireless data from a third party that has counters in parking garages in the city. That data will show how many spots are available in a specific garage, but not exactly where. It's not 100% guarantee, especially if multiple drivers are looking at the same data. Catherine Hebert of the Norwalk Parking Authority says the app will still help.
Now, this is not meant to be the silver bullet of parking. This is another tool in the toolbox.
The Norwalk project costs $90,000 to install. More than half of that is being covered by the city's parking authority. Streetline covered the rest. It will eventually charge the parking authority a fee to use the system. Authority board member Michael Harden wouldn't say exactly how much.
We're not going to comment on the actual numbers right now because it's too far in advance.
Okay, but they are within your budget.
Oh, absolutely.
The technology has been around for about 5 years and is now being used in cities like Boston and the Bronx in New York. Norwalk's test run includes 200 on-street parking spaces and 3 garages. The app will also let you pay for the space with credit card information. Streetline says one day users will even be able to reserve an open spot ahead of time, but it's not clear when that will be. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.